Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Tub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is what you want for Valentine's Day tomorrow, right? Look, easy lover. Yeah.
That's what you think of Valentine's Day. Loose tramps. Will you be my Valentine? Why? I hear you're easy.
What's the other one? Good pickup lines. Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, why?
I'll make you that for breakfast.
Ooh.
Like a girl, huh? What's the other one? Heaven. Oh.
Yeah, what are your best pickup lines, though?
No. Oh, hey, come here. That one would always work. Hey, how you doing? Hey, come here.
No, a clever one.
What's up?
What's your best clever pickup line?
Son! I don't really have one.
Son!
I didn't need one.
Oh, Jesus.
What's yours, Jim? Mr. Loverboy in there? You're just so upset with us? Is there angry man now?
I guess I'm not upset with you. I thought you were up against the playoffs, too.
Are you for or against the expanded playoffs?
Oh, I'm against it. I want less games all around. This is like on top of another regular season.
It's more baseball, therefore Zoe's out.
I'm out.
Big time.
More baseball games?
No. More baseball games? Out. Especially if your team's not in, out.
All right, so you're out on it.
Yeah.
I'm in on expanding baseball's playoffs. I am.
Party, you in or out?
I'm out.
Wait. You're out.
Out. Jim, what are you, Jim?
On expansion.
Oh, ow. I actually came in saying, oh, look at all these baseball writers. Verducci, Passan, Olney. They're all giving you reasons why this is a great playoff thing. They want everybody in the Hall of Fame. They want everybody in the playoffs. Everybody gets a trophy.
That's
everyone
a good
gets
point.
In.
That's a good point.
I don't love
it. And I got a glump Beetle in that category, too, now, because I didn't know what he said the other day when I was out.
I don't love the exact format, but I like that they're thinking this way. This would not be my preferred format.
No, I do appreciate that. I'll give you that. Because they have to do something different.
It's not what I would do, but it's a step in the right direction.
Right.
I also sort of question whether or not this is even real. So it's been put out there. I know I'm not questioning Joel Sherman's reporting on this. He's getting it from the powers that be and the people in Major League's office. But I also think this could be a little distraction to what's been going on in baseball and sort of the heat that is on Rob Manfred after that Wall Street Journal piece last week. Like, this seems like a distraction a little bit. Give him a little something to talk about something other than what's been going on in baseball. So Verducci writes, when the news broke this week of a plan to expand the MLB postseason, another predictable fight broke out among who could express the most outrage. He said what resulted was a peek at what reaction might have been if social media were around in June of 93 when MLB announced the addition of the wild card, which was considered radical at the time. Woo! A fourth playoff team. Radical idea. It says, imagine the hooting then about allowing a second-place team into the postseason. What a disgrace to the name of the 1927 Yankees and what champions should be, writes Verducci. He said, why did baseball do it? Declining television ratings and revenue, labor trouble, which would lead to a strike, and a growing narrative that baseball was lagging behind the NFL and NBA as a modern entertainment option. Surveys then backed the idea of expanding the postseason by 54 to 44%, including 66-32 by fans ages 18 to 24 back in 93. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 27 years ago.
I get it.
Those individuals who were 24 then are now, what, 50?
Like, I understand conceptually why they have to do these type of things. And I would be interested if it didn't take so long. If the 162 regular season games didn't take so long. If there weren't four and a half hour games. You know, to what Bauer said, you know, it's a difference between 257 and 3. No, you don't want to go to a four and a half hour, watch a 4.5 hour baseball game. Tyler here is a baseball kid. You even said something. You're on with lowering it to 7 innings and cutting games back. Then you're all in on the player system.
So what
He's
was
a smart kid?
What was then the four? What was then the 18 to 24 demo is now the 45 to 52 demo or whatever it is.
Correct.
51?
Correct. So if you're going to date it that way, that's right. So you're going to be generational fans. So to suck in the kids like this kid here, or a kid in high school, or kid that's playing, you know, what do they call it? Little league kids. To make them interested in the sport and want to watch the sport and be around the sport and watch random games on Tuesdays or Thursday nights.
And
no
one's doing that.
Nobody, but I used to do it when we were little.
No, yeah, I don't really think it was.
I did. Used to watch Pirates all the time. I mean, my dad.
Yeah, that's because that was the team in your town.
It was the team in our town.
It's not a random game.
But you even brought up the point. It was on regular TV.
It was free. It was free to everybody.
Watch it. Channel 5.
Access was great to baseball. It sucks now. It's terrible.
Yeah.
There's no access to it. So that's their problem. That is a separate problem from the playoffs.
But is all this going to make people
out of their way to watch it? Why are you so against expanding playoffs, Jim?
Do you like September baseball?
Not really.
So you're good with just taking a month off at the end of the season?
I feel like they already do. There's so many teams that are not in it in September.
All right, if you go with the seven teams in the playoffs, go by last year's standings on September 1st. The Red Sox were in seventh. The eighth place team with 25 left was almost 8 games behind. It was 7.5 games behind. You're not making that up in a 25 game span.
Is that the case every single year?
Almost. You look back, one of either the American or National League, and 1 year, when we look back, there were three teams that were 4 games below 500 battling for the seventh spot. Is that what we want in September? Do we want that 7-9 team in the NFL making the playoffs?
It feels like you'd have more games that matter.
So the final week, the games matter, right? No. The seven teams pretty much every year going to the final week are already determined. So everyone can rest their players the final week, unless you're going for the number one seed.
That's a good point.
The one thing that I think is a problem is the picking. As much as I love it, I think it would create great drama. The picking eliminates the reward of seeds. So no one's fighting for seeding because seeding is not going to matter. What matters is who gets picked. And the teams that are playing don't know if they'll get picked or not picked. It eliminates a fight among the playoff teams for seeding. It's one of the things I realized after thinking about this the other day. Seeding doesn't matter. The seeds are going to get completely disrupted anyway.
Football starts, you can shut baseball off for a month and then go back in October and say, oh, who are the seven teams in it? Oh, the same seven teams that were in first place August 31st.
Pretty much, yeah.
2018, the Red Sox.
So much of the season is in the bag by then, but you wouldn't mathematically be able to make up those games.
2018, the Red Sox would have clinched the playoff spot August 31st. They would have clinched the playoff spot in August.
What if baseball eliminated some games in September for you?
Aha!
What if they went back to 154?
Then August 15th to September 15th doesn't matter then. Yeah. Then just bump it back 2 weeks. August 15th to September 15th doesn't matter.
What we know right now is we don't want
to. Maybe. September doesn't matter that much now to begin with.
Yeah.
Isn't September a great month? Not really. if you're looking for your best months of baseball in the Major League calendar, September does not rank very high.
I got to say, I don't want to change it just because the playoff format in Major League Baseball is so streamlined right now. It's great. You know, you got a couple of best of fives and then you go straight into your best of sevens. That's it.
You like that playing game? You like that wild card playing game?
Doesn't bother me. It's one game. Again, streamlined. Just expanding it. More is not better. with a sport that's already got 162 regular season games. Do you need more?
No. No, you need more playoff games, though.
I don't feel that way.
I would watch
shorter series, more teams.
That was tight. I remember I would watch Yankees Astro stuff because it's the moment. There's tension.
So you got one game, you got six games going on, six series going on at the same time. You're going to be paying attention to all those games, six games in a row.
Not like all of them, but you would probably. Yeah,
I don't think people are paying attention to all of them now, Jim.
People like playoff baseball better than
so. Add more.
I would lessen regular season. I would expand a different. I would be open to that.
If shorter, you
cut back to regular season.
I'd go back to 154. I've been saying that for a decade. The season is too long. You go back to 154. You would not let a team sit at home. Sorry, everyone's got to play, and you let in eight teams on each side, and you have it start with best of threes. I would say that the only series that needs to be seven games is the World Series.
No. You want to take away a best of seven?
LDS.
From the pennant series?
Yep, I do.
That wasn't the 80s, right?
Five games. We'll settle this in five. Seven. You don't need seven games for that. Five.
All right, 04.
Wouldn't have happened. I fully understand that.
Okay.
And they were just playing under the rules as they were.
But that's the ultimate drama. Seeing if a team can come back from 3-0 or 3-1.
Really?
Forget that was a really long series, that 0-4 series. It was long.
Too long.
If I wasn't a Red Sox or a Yankees fan, I probably wouldn't have been invested like that.
So too long is a problem. But the length of the overall postseason, you're okay with expanding that. Making that longer.
Yeah, I just said the regular season is shortened. There are more teams in, but the series get shorter. They reflect more accurately what you've done all year long. Three-game series.
Hey,
how many of those do you play a year? A million. That's baseball. You play a three-game series. Like, that happens all year long, and then you get to the playoffs. It's like, oh, now you're playing one-game playoffs. You're playing then a seven-game series in the pennant. You're like, what is this?
How much?
It's all over the place.
How much doubt in your mind do you have at the end of a baseball season right now that the eight best teams are left? How many?
Well, they don't have eight right now.
Well, okay. Out of the teams that are left, especially when you get down to the two teams remaining in both the pennant series, is there ever an issue where it's like, that team shouldn't be there?
Not really.
Not really. You don't get that right now. You introduce more teams, you're going to have chances of upsets, and teams are going to end up making it there that really don't belong there.
How about in the NHL, when you get eight teams in and you feel like everyone's got a little bit of a shot here because of the format? And because of the sport, what if you could get something that closer represents that in baseball? Where because you're getting in, you got a shot.
Yeah.
You don't have to win a seven-game series. You don't have to have a deep rotation. You've got to have enough to get through a series, a three-game series, which is what you play all year long. You're going to have a shot.
Then instead of doing total wins, do series wins to predict the standings at the end of the season. Outcome of your series. You got a three-game series. You win the series. You want to know.
Are there teams with...
You want to go there?
Are there teams with good records that have been losing series all year long? I think they're going to...
Change it up.
Okay.
Go eight teams on each side. Go 16 teams.
Why don't we do that under the current format then? Because you still have to win a series in the playoffs. Why haven't you suggested that before now? Because it's silly. There's no need of it. There's absolutely no need for that. Like, if you're a 100-win team, you won a boatload of series all year long. You're probably going to have your same spot in the standings.
Well, that would prepare you to play the three-game series at the end of the year, though.
Or the fact that you've played three-game series all year long is going to prepare you to play.
You're not playing those series like it's a playoff series, though. You're playing those series like they're individual games.
Yes. And there's too many of those, 162 of them right now.
Yes.
Too many games. Too many. Add more playoff games, reduce regular season games, and you'll really be on to something. I appreciate that baseball might want to change things because I have some hesitancy to even agree that they do. We'll talk some Patriots. Nick Caserio returning to the Pats. New contract for him. What does it mean? That's next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, Beatle Getaway Day. It's a Beatle music.
You so slick foot, no ever trick now. You know I want it so bad.
Hey, Nick Casario's back.
That's big.
So I was floored by it.
I'm floored. I am. I thought he was gone. I thought shelf life, you know, like, okay, I can't do anything more here. Yeah, Bill's final say in all talent. I do the work. Got a great scouting department. What's this mean for a guy like Monty Austinfort, though? You know, he's a guy that could end up taking off somewhere because maybe he was the next guy going to eventually take over Nick's position if Nick left. I think this is great for one reason and one reason only. That he knows how to win here. He's helped you build a hell of a team year in, year out. They're always competing. They're always contending. That says something in this league. And as we sit here and talk about other sports that struggle to do that in their respective sport every year. Bill's here. The ownership's here. Josh is here. And Nick is here. And they are all going to pick the next guy, meaning after Brady. And ultimately, it's Bill's decision, right? Bill's going to make that call. But I think Nick's going to, and maybe he's been working on this a ton already. Maybe all the work that they put into Stidham and where they saw Stidham and where they selected him. And, you know, this summer when they said he's good enough to beat out Hoyer, we're going to get rid of Hoyer. We don't need that veteran guy. We're going to roll with the kid. Whatever vision that is, Nick Casario will have a big hand in picking the next guy with Bill and Josh. And I think that says something. That's good. You're not bringing in a guy from the outside. Look at the Giants. You know, Gettleman. Oh, he looks like a hell of a first-round arm talent there. We like him. He looks like a first rounder. That's what he said when he went and scouted Jones and selected him. So the guy knows the system. He knows what fits here, what works here, which offenses run here, and which guy would be the best for that.
It
sure as hell is in Taysom Hill. Jesus.
I have an email earlier from Big Mike. Big Mike emailed in saying this.
Is this the Chad Pennington one?
Why? He keeps getting an email from someone.
I don't understand the email.
The subject line is Chad Pennington.
And that's it.
And then in the body of the email is Chad Pennington ? And it comes at all hours. We have no idea what it means. It's also, Cedric Benson.
From
another sender. Yeah, probably the same person.
Weird.
We don't understand it. It keeps coming in. Usually during TNR. So I keep thinking it's like a TNR thing. Like, oh, TNR must be talking about something. And they're emailing the wrong person. I don't know. Chad Pennington. What does it all mean? Here's Big Mike. He says, why is it good that Nick Casario is staying? Their drafts have been awful. That's what Big Mike says on Nick Casario. How much is
Nick... Sony was bad last year? Not this past year, but the year before when they won it as a rookie?
Well, that's one guy they've drafted.
Yeah. Well, that's what people look like.
Do you think the Patriots drafts have been their best under Bill Belichick in recent years?
No.
Okay, no one thinks that.
Nobody thinks that. And we haven't been sitting here pounding that.
But my question would be, how involved is Nick Casario in the draft process?
Probably a lot. A lot.
Does he have final say over who is being picked?
No, that's Bill.
Thank you.
Watch the war room.
Why are you upset with Nick Casario? If you want to be upset with Nick, no, be upset with Bill Belichick.
Right.
He's the guy who makes the final call. He's the one that's responsible for whoever it is they pick, not like, Nick Caserio.
Right. I mean, he will hit years. He will miss years. Like that year they had the Gronkowski, Hernandez in that same draft, they hit, man.
So here's sort of my thought about this is that it provides some stability to the Patriots because, well, who knows what the future is going to hold? Like Bill could retire in a few years and Nick Caserio could potentially still be here. And Nick Caserio is a link to how Bill Belichick does business. Right, it's sort of keeping the Belichick systems in place as long as you can. That's why I think it's good. But I have no idea how good Nick Caserio is at picking talent. I don't know. I don't know that answer because I don't think it's been his final call. I think it's been Bill Belichick's final call for 20 years.
Was Nick the guy that said, hey, you know what? When free agency opens, we should go get Stephon Gilmore.
Maybe he did. I don't know. But do we know that?
We don't.
Nobody knows.
We don't. Because I keep going back to
Do we give him credit? When we talk about Stephon Gilmore, do we say, wow. Oh, man, Nick Caserio, really good job there. No, we say Bill Belichick. So if you're pissed about draft picks or free agent signings that didn't work, you blame the same guy. Blame the same guy that you credit. That's all. And I don't hear Nick Caserio's name brought up very often.
Don't you view Caserio as the guy who he does all the preparation, brings all the work to the table and says, here it is. And then Bill picks out of that pile.
And that's what Pioli did. And Pioli's talked about that. Like, we put a lot of work into it. I don't pick the guy. I give you the best of the group of the guys. And then Bill has the final say. You want tight ends? Here's my eight. We're bringing these top three in now. There's your pick. You pick one of the three. And Bill picks it.
617-779-0985. So that is the latest on, well, the Patriots front office. As the front office world turns, Caserio stays. I don't think he had anywhere to go. I think that's part of it as well.
And I think Austin Fort's still here too through at least May, right? His contract's up in May, Jim?
He's here through May. At least the draft. And then where's he going to go in May?
See, that's it. The timing of these contracts are odd, huh? Like you're going to
I think the team probably did that on purpose.
They're pretty good.
If you want to go somewhere else, you're going to spend some time on the bench.
Yeah. At some point, that well dries up, though. They have so many of these personnel guys that have left. Like, are all of them great, and are all of them going to be GMs?
Think about it. I mean, Dimitroff, Pioli,
Jason Light.
Yeah,
John Robinson.
Quinn Robinson.
I think that answer is yes. We'll talk more about that and also about Tom Brady. Does he want Peyton Manning-type treatment in his next place, or just Peyton Manning experience in finding his next spot if he's leaving New England? All that's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
One of the things that you see his ultimate peer, Brady's ultimate peer, is Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Peyton Manning went to Denver. Peyton had some of that. Like, Peyton was sitting in on things with John Elway. And one of the things that attracted Peyton Manning to Denver was, maybe someday I want to do what John Elway's going to do, what John Elway's doing mm-hmm. now. So the opportunity to observe it would be good for me. And, oh, by the way, I might bring up a suggestion here or there. And so I think he and Peyton talk, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he has a very good idea of what Peyton had in Denver. Maybe he has a desire to have some of that stuff.
I mean, but doesn't Tom already pretty much create the game plan and so forth to Josh?
No.
Really?
Really.
That's
something, huh? Wow.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Ain't that something. You heard.
We should just talk about it.
Does Brady want Peyton Manning type treatment? Does Brady want that treatment? Bert Breer says he talks to Peyton Manning, that'd be Tom Brady, and that maybe he has heard about how Manning handled things in Denver, right?
See, I heard that stuff too. You know, and people talk about comps. You know, well, what can, how can this happen or that happen? What's the comp? This is the ultimate perfect comp for him. It's a guy that's established, that was top in his game, that pretty much played his entire career at one place. And at the end, when they said, we're ready to move on, he went to another team and he won there. And how many games have they had against each other? 18, right? 18 great back and forth, those Brady Manning games. So that mutual respect, that work, that workaholic type relationship that these two have, where it's maniacal, right? Peyton did it differently. Tom talked about, you know, structured throwing this. He said, but I went there and sat with him for 2 days and I picked his brain. How do you do this? How do you do that? Why don't we do this? Like, is there a better example or somebody to rely on or talk to or be a confident in than this guy? Hey, how hard was it to you to get on that plane and leave? What was it like walking into that locker room in Denver? How quick did it become your locker room? Like, those are questions that I would have for him. Like, it eventually will be yours because you're Peyton Manning, right? You just won a damn playoff game with Tim Tebow. Tebow mania was running wild. You know what Elway said? We're going to get Manning. You know, so, and that's why I think Giants could be in play. I know you just got that guy, but Tom Brady's available. Peyton Manning's available.
All right, okay. If you're Peyton Manning and Brady's asking you these questions and you're just giving him straight up answers, and if you're friends, aren't you sort of telling him something more than that?
Sure.
Oh, Tom, you could do it.
Yeah, or,
you know isn't Peyton Manning saying that to him? Tom, I'm telling you, you'd have no issue doing it.
At the end of it, you know,
if a friend asks you advice, you're going to give him not just the answers about what it was like for you, you're going to give him your personal, like, opinion on it for them.
And plus, if you're Manning and you're that structured, you're going to say, you're going to have to do A, B, C, D, and E. This is what you got to ask for when you go there.
Can I take it one step further? Did Bert come up with that on his own, or has Manning been talking to people and Bert's heard through word of mouth? I know he didn't source it on here, and it's coming across as his opinion.
All right. I do know this.
Has he heard rumblings, like Zohair's rumblings all the time, and just comes up with an idea?
No. I think the timing is interesting because, you know, being around Bert, knowing Bert, and Bert does stuff with us. Bert was running around Super Bowl week talking to a lot of people. So you do a lot of networking there. You know, and all you got to do is call a couple GMs, call this guy, that guy, and people talk.
So I know that Bert Breer, along with Phil Perry, both believe that once the combine begins, all hell's going to break loose on Brady reports.
Jesus.
It hasn't yet?
Well, you're going to have... Well, these are just whispers, right?
This is quiet time.
We've had at least one every single day.
Which is funny because, as Felger told them on TV last night, he said, God, how archaic is that? Like, you've got to all get together in the bar in Indy to talk about this? All the people in the league that are going to start figuring out...
No, this is the reporters finding out at the combine.
Right.
This stuff is...
No.
He's saying that the GMs and stuff are going
to
talk?
They're saying GMs will start talking to representatives and the tampering begins in Indy.
Yeah.
You know why? I thought you meant like the reporters were just going to find out what's been going on for the last few
months. No, Jim, this is where all the agents go there.
He said the illegal tampering with Yee and Dubin will begin in Indianapolis, and then people will find out about it.
And then a week later, we'll find out about it to the media.
Are we in or are we not? Right?
He's saying...
We got a shot or not.
And Felger, I just happened to catch this segment last night. Felger said to them, don't these guys have burner phones? Like, what is this?
Of course they do.
The illegal tampering has to happen in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
But that's happening soon.
Over that
shrimp cocktail. They're all going to go to Indianapolis, and you've got GMs and agents, and this is awesome. I love how bad that Photoshop is. That's the worst
They're
one
They're doing
yet.
It. They're intentionally pissing me off.
There are better ones.
No, it has nothing to do with the Raiders.
There are better
the man's head.
Brady Raiders Photoshops available than that one.
You know what?
All over the internet.
I'll have my 10-year-old skip school tomorrow, come in with his Fiskars scissors, cut little pictures out of things, and he can paste them on better than this. Do your job.
Can we talk to Josh right now on the air?
Put him on.
Can we pipe him through?
I want names now. Who's doing this?
We don't do this often.
He looks like an Oompa Loompa. Don't do this.
But Josh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Nice and clear.
Who made this particular Photoshop?
Who made it?
Yeah.
I made it.
What's the matter with you?
Blame.
I would not put this in your portfolio.
Okay, no, it wasn't. It was a quickie.
Why is his hand so big? Look how big his hands are. It's like that Seinfeld when he's dating that woman.
Well, doesn't he have a big hand size, though? Wasn't that a...
Yes.
No, that one is freakishly large, though.
This is like he's like a little boy uniform on.
Okay.
Come on, Josh.
Why has there been such a color bleed from the long sleeve shirt underneath? Was that washed?
And, Josh, we know how good you are.
The water's too hot.
We've seen your work.
No, I realize this wasn't... Okay.
This is not your finest hour.
This took 5 minutes this morning.
No. Well,
I wanted
spend more time.
To have it available.
Get in earlier.
Okay.
You borrow a long
sleeve. What time do you get in, Zoe?
Look at 9:25 today, buddy. 9:25.
Yeah.
Look at the area in front of the neck, Hardy.
I get in at about 6:45.
Yeah. 6:45.
Chunk in front of the neck and black.
6:45. Wow. Damn. Josh works hard.
Good job.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Stay Wi-Fi.
You're welcome.
The better question would be, yep. what do you do when you're here for those 35 minutes before the show starts?
I go out and talk to Jim, see which intern's in, see Tom. Watch Tom stare at the computer in front of him. Then I go get a cup of coffee and come back. See who's in sales. Walk through there. Hit the bathroom.
I'm waiting for the show prep part of the...
No, I did. Read Slack again for the fifth time this
morning.
Remember
when we started the show today and Zoe was going to start with Mookie Betts?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, it was the gut punch.
Oh, the effect of seeing David Price in another uniform really hit me.
Mike Giardi had a very interesting tweet last night. We'll tell you what the tweet said about Jarrett Stidham. Huh. Also, more of your calls. Phone lines open, 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toot, toot. Oh, yeah. Beep, beep. Toot. Oh, yeah. Beep, beep. Hey, bad girls. I nailed it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nailed it. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Shuttle bus.
Toot, toot. Yeah. Beep, beep.
Tweet from last night. Mike Giardi also had a tweet about Hardy. Like Hardy, 98.5 didn't get the Hatchimal for himself. Anyway, he had a tweet before that yesterday that said, checked in on Jarrett Stidham's season-long development with someone who knows. Here's the quote. Great kid. Has worked hard. Definitely improved. Definitely made progress. Really never know how it will go until he has to play. That's from a source to Mike Giardi. A source who would obviously know. When you say great kid is the first thing out of your mouth, and then you go on to has worked hard, great kid. You might as well throw in son of a coach.
Son of a preacher, man.
How about this? The same thing twice. Hey. Definitely improved. Definitely made progress. Those are the same thing. Now you're just looking for words to fill the answer.
A plus, top of the world, top of the heap type of guy.
Works hard, has gotten better. Great kid.
Genuine, has shined through.
And then you never know how it will go until he has to play. That's the, I'm not going to answer this because it's not going to go. That to me is translation. Yeah, Stidham's not the guy. Stidham is not the replacement.
I think they're looking. Right. But I think they're happy with what he's done.
I'm already mentally preparing myself for Andy Dalton. I think we should all do it. So that's not an extreme shock to the system if it were to happen. We should all do it. Be prepared.
Absolutely not. Make it a shock.
Be prepared.
It needs to be a shock.
can't do it.
Be prepared.
You absolutely can't do it.
What the hell's wrong with you?
You look at it, I mean, seriously, not just from a personnel standpoint or a football standpoint, when you're going from Tom Brady, right? Okay, you don't want to be the guy to be in that guy. So you make that next guy a nobody. You either make him Stidham or you make him a
I'd rather go Stidham than bring in Andy Dalton.
A reasonable facsimile. You don't go Andy Dalton. There's just no way you can do that. You can't
agree.
Do it.
I agree.
It can't be done.
I'm trying to prepare for the worst.
Done. Lombardi keeps pounding it too. He's starting to piss me off.
What did he say?
I wonder where he heard that. GM shuffle. Andy Dalton, perfect to get dealt. A perfect type of team.
Hey, these are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
You want that guy?
No.
You want that?
No.
You want to do pregame for 3
no.
hours on that? You want to do Andy Dalton pregame?
No.
3 hours. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Patriots pregame. It's Beadle and Gasper here. Yeah, Andy Dalton gets the start today. Load up them phones.
It's all right. You know, it seems like everybody's going to find a nickname with red or something for my hair. So
I got one for you.
Red Rifle's all right.
Do you have a preferred nickname?
Andy.
Andy, does that work for you?
Andy works.
It's just Andy.
It's just Andy.
Just Andy. Yep, that's perfect.
Andy from Toy Story.
Andy, just Andy.
You know what? There's a Pepsi commercial he did. And they tried to surprise these fans in a sports bar. He walks in.
And they didn't know who he was.
They didn't know who the F he was.
Who's this guy?
They did it in Cincinnati.
Who is he?
It's great.
It was a so Pepsi
good.
Commercial.
So
find
good.
It, Jim. You want to talk about a player being just out of touch with his fan base. You know, this guy come out of the huddle.
Remember that Geico commercial? With Brian Arapko in it, and they had to like say his name in the commercial.
Yeah.
So
hey,
he
you're
was.
The pass rusher, Brian Arapko.
It's just Andy.
that's the comp to that. Jesus. Hey, you're Brian Arapko. Like, what? Why do you have to say the guys? If he's in your commercial, he should be good enough that everyone recognizes who it is.
Shouldn't the Gilmore
like
picked
the
him
orange
off?
Juice commercial. Hey. What are you doing here, Robert Loggia?
I don't know what I'm doing here, kid.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Shouldn't Gilmore had 4 picks that game?
Although, wasn't Mean Joe Green identified in the Coke ad?
He's Mean Joe. Wow, thanks. But that was part
thanks,
of the
mean
that
Joe.
Was part of the joke because he gave the kid the jersey, and the kid goes, "Wow, thanks, Mean Joe."
Hey,
when he just did a very nice thing,
right?
Mm-hmm. See, it's a gag.
It's right. It's part of it. It was important that
and
he said
at a different
it.
Time. It, you don't even know.
Do you know
you
he
know
drank,
what that commercial meant?
Do you know they had to shoot that 17 times?
Because and he had to drink 17 Cokes.
He had bubbles. He's never burped so much in his life. Because it's not like technology today. He did talk about this with Belichick. Belichick's like, I want to know how you did that commercial. That's a great commercial. Because it was an awful day. I kept burping because I chugged every one of those Cokes.
Because he had had 17 Cokes.
Instead of spitting it out in the bucket.
Yeah. Or now they could like color water that color and you would never know it wasn't.
Probably. Like Tebow and Forrest Gump. Must I have me them Dr. Peppers.
Do you remember the MTV show, I'm with a rock star, get me out of here?
Yes.
Something like that. Something about a rock star, get me out of here. Where it was a reality show and they were tasked to do things by a quote-unquote rock star. The only one I ever watched.
Brett Michaels did that.
A bunch of kids showed up at Ted Nugent's compound, probably like northern Michigan somewhere. And they're all standing there in the driveway waiting to see, you know, what they're going to have to do.
Make it purr at the stroke of your hand.
Ted rolls up on a, you know, ATV of some kind, and you can see the look on all their faces. Who the hell is this guy? I thought I was supposed to be a rock star. Oh, my God. It's producers in there. Ted Nugent. I couldn't believe when Ted Nugent rolled up. You don't know who he is. And that's okay. You shouldn't know.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, stop it.
He just does that on purpose. Could leave him tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Mess with
he's a little short-timer.
Let's throw a wrench in
a little short-timer beetle there.
Yep. Throw a wrench in our day.
Andy Dalton.
What do you think about a guy who takes an entire week off, but then takes the Friday before it, too?
Fred does that.
No, what do you think about Fred?
I think Fred's a good dude.
All right. What do you think about Beetle?
He's a great dude.
All next week.
I think Beetle's earned that time.
You know what? Give me Friday, too.
Why don't you bang out the following Monday? Like, see? You only get 10 sick days.
It's a holiday on Monday, right?
We got a meeting that day.
It is a holiday Monday. Monday
so it's only a week's vacation.
We can't miss that Monday. We got a meeting now.
The following Monday.
That's right. We got a meeting. Meeting. Take his picture off now.
No, keep it up.
Take it off.
Keep it up. It's like Scott Farkas.
It's so bad, they won't even superimpose him in a Patriots jersey.
We got two open
lines.
That's
how bad it is.
Grab one, because we're going right to the calls in 90 seconds.
Okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.